If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Hansen with us, and Printers Row is here. Hi, John.
40th anniversary, Bob. This is one of my favorites of the year. It really is my kind of street festival vibe, and it will be running Saturday and Sunday, where it normally does, along Dearborn between Polk and Ida B. Wells Drive. And a couple big names coming up and being a part of it, including award-winning novelist Sandra Cisneros, who wrote The House on Mango Street, which I believe most high school freshmen or sophomores read that book. I remember reading that book for sure.
Yep.
And our good friend Bill Curtis is going to be doing a little promoting of his book that he's got coming out. He's going to be having a conversation with our other good friend Rick Kogan live on one of the stages. So it's a great opportunity to walk and stroll. There's kids' activities. And on the festival season, I always circle this one as one to stroll on through.
Yeah, it's a good one in the South Loop this weekend. A lot of people excited about this new ice cream shop opening in Wicker Park. Is this because of the Malort infused scoops?
I hate to give a big sigh to this, Bob, but have we jumped the shark on Malort?
Yes.
I feel like
a long time ago.
I think so. So this is a New York based ice cream chain. No offense to them. It's called Van Llewellyn. It's got like four E's in it and a W. And it's opening up in the Wicker Park neighborhood where some ATM machines used to be. So this is a good addition to the neighborhood. No offense. But to try and probably drum up us talking about it, in addition to the 30 flavors of ice cream, including Sicilian pistachio, mango sticky rice, and praline butter cake, so some unique flavors, it will offer Jepson's Malort ice cream for most adventurous eaters. I've had my shot of Malort, had a couple of them. It's fine. I just feel like every place now is trying to infuse it. And I think Chicagoans, whether they've had Malort or not, are rolling their eyes. But we wish them luck anyways in the Wicker Park neighborhood for sure.
Their publicity stunt worked.
Here I am talking about it.
Van Llewellyn opening September 12, 1555 North Damon. Let's talk about what's happening in the Greater Grand Crossing neighborhood. The call center, which will help Chicago area residents find housing, food, and other resources.
Bob, it's 211. We've got a couple numbers now to memorize, of course, with 311 in the city and 911, 988 for mental health emergencies. 211, which I am maybe a little embarrassed to admit I did not know had become a thing a couple years ago, but the hotline connects people to assistance in meeting what they call, quote, basic needs. If you're in need of housing, which is a basic need, access to food, which I know a lot of neighbors, you know, we think we know what it looks like when someone doesn't know where their next meal is coming from, but it's often more people than we think. Utility payments, employment, if there's just something that you are struggling with, what 211 does is it connects you to perhaps legal assistance, disability assistance, services around clothing, education, mental, physical health, child, senior care. I mean, there's a lot of great ways that this doesn't necessarily get you where you need to go, but it points you in the right direction. And residents can call 211. They're opening up this new call center to help what has been an incredible amount of people calling. It's since January of 2023, there have been nearly 500,000 calls, Bob, to this 211 line. Mm. You can also text it as well. There's web chats, email, web search, all sorts of things. And they say that they've had about 380,000 referrals to government, nonprofit, and private partners that offer assistance. I didn't know about it. I'm sure we wrote about it when it came out. I just missed it. But I really think it's like a dignified way to connect residents with maybe some resources, or at least to hear a story of what they've got, what they're going through. Someone's listening on the other end, and they say, well, here's maybe three or four places you can go to help solve this issue. I think it's a great thing, and I'm glad they're opening up another center in the Grand Crossing neighborhood to help help people out.
Sure. Great service, 211. Yeah, a lot of people not aware of that. And this call center moved to the south side, but they serve the entire city, don't they?
Yes, in Cook County.
The fall theater season, and, you know, we tend to know about the big shows, the Broadway and Chicago productions, but you've got a great list on the Block Club website of all of the productions to check out in the city.
I think you pinned it on the head, Bob. We, you know, the big ones we know about, and Dean tells us about a lot of them, and we hear about them. But some of the smaller shows that I think people love to go to in some of the neighborhoods, we've listed them all. You can search by neighborhood. Bob, I found the one that you and I are going to go to.
What's
Dungeons
that?
And Dragons, the 26th United Tavern at the Broadway Playhouse on Chestnut. Bob, we get to join the interactive fantasy adventure where we choose heroes and we battle monsters, me and you, buddy, through September 28th.
Yeah, let's go on the 12th. Of never. BlockClubChicago.org for more. John Hansen, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.